our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was 8 years ago. We will not stop our march for justice. We will not stop pushing for the security and prosperity of all people. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. There's no such thing as a vote that doesn't matter. It all matters. And after we have achieved historic turnout in 2008 and 2012, especially in the African American community, I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy, if this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election. You want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
Getting out the vote. Walking to a lot of doors, knocking on lots. Most of them won't be home. The ones that are home, we make sure they know how to get to the polls. Occasionally somebody doesn't know who to vote for. It is Sunday, November 6th, and we are in North Philadelphia.
It's actually impossible to know where we are. GPS doesn't even recognize this on the map.
North Philadelphia, otherwise known as...
The ghetto.
The ghetto.
There are two maybe meth heads with a cart with a random container in it, probably containing more meth.
We're here on day two. This is day two.
Resources are running low.
Yeah.
We're what, 48 hours out from the election. Mm-hmm. These people have been knocked, their doors have been knocked like 27 times. None of them are thrilled to see us.
No. Theoretically, if you've been contacted, you don't get your door knocked on again. Like, we're knocking on doors of people who either haven't answered.
Who don't want to answer.
That
explicitly.
That's a strategy. Yeah, everyone is a registered Democrat that is on our list.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is the point of what we're doing?
To get them to vote.
Am I under the pretense of having gone through a training of some kind?
Yeah.
A 30-second training by a 22-year-old.
Oh, mine was like a solid, like 50-year-old man in a Cubs hat. I definitely knew. And I got a one-on-one training.
That sounds like the least sexy thing I've ever heard. One-on-one Democratic canvassing training by a 50-year-old dude in a Cubs hat. It's like my nightmare. Ugh. We will check back in when we get to Hillary headquarters.
Something you should know, I think in your packets, you're going to be using the second column probably. If the first column is filled out, you're only going to be calling the folks, knocking on the doors where they said not home. So... and then also, if they're not home and there's not a sticker already on the door, you can obviously leave one. So you were not here yesterday.
I was not.
I can give you the quick spiel. It's really easy.
Spiel me.
This is the easy thing to remember, the top three things. Can we count on you? Identify yourself. I'm a volunteer with Hillary Clinton, Katie McGinty. Can we count on your vote? You need to specifically say those words. Express the social activity and the pressure of voting. This is a huge election. Lots of people are voting. We're so excited you're joining us. And then let's make a plan. Do you know where your polling place is? And your packet will actually have on your sheets at the top of the page the polling location.
Like, what are you wearing?
Maybe not that one. But
do you have any clean underpants? Yes.
The other thing, the code IN is inaccessible. There's like a rabid dog. If there's some reason you can't speak to someone, that's IN.
Rabid dog? If a foaming from the mouth dog it greets us at our... Is that something that's happened?
No.
Oh, rabies was over.
Jeez.
So we're ready to go. Hello? Girl Scouts? Cable guy? Slightly drunk canvassers? I had one lager. Don't hold it against me. What are you, my wife? The cops? We should just knock on all the doors. What's the difference? I'm gonna knock on this door.
No.
Why?
They're not on our list.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Listen, we're here to get the vote out. Oh dear. Uh-oh, it might have made a mistake. There's some scary animals. I think she's looked at me and decided that she doesn't want to talk to me. Are you guys voting? Who are you voting for, Trump?
Don't even.
I'm not voting for Hillary.
I don't care who you vote.
I'm going Keith first.
Okay, all right. Why are you voting for Trump?
I'm not
judgment.
For Trump, but
there's no judgment. I would love to. Is she here?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm more of a libertarian.
That's fine.
I'm all for smaller government.
Okay.
Strong Second Amendment.
Remind me of the Second Amendment again. It was like right to happiness, right to adultery or something. What was it? Right to fuck whoever you want. Oh, bear arms. That's the one.
How many? Well, actually, all
right to wear wife beaters.
the first 10 amendments, you know.
I've heard of them.
Bill of Rights.
We forget a lot in America about the Bill of Rights. How many guns do you own?
A lot.
How many?
30.
Can I shoot some of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have it, like the back of the house? Yeah, where do we shoot them?
No.
Are they like semi-automatic rifles?
Yeah.
You do not. Why do you own a semi-automatic rifle?
I have a Tommy gun.
You do not.
Okay, yes.
Do you think you're a 1930s gangster? I could see you with a fedora and a cigar though, right?
Not
can't
at all.
You?
It's military history collection. You know? And a lot of time spent shooting, sports wise. You know,
sports shooting.
Teams and stuff. Yeah, oh yeah.
Like a Jews or just like a general black people?
No.
Or okay.
No. Nah, just the opposite. I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian.
Everybody.
You like shooting at everyone. You're an equal opportunity shot.
It's a really fun way to punch holes in paper.
I agree. Listen, y'all didn't. You guys fucked up. You guys didn't get your act together. You needed a better candidate. Yeah. Where's your libertarian? Where's Paul Ryan when you need him?
Exactly. And then the libertarians put up this knucklehead.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job. You guys failed. Do you like that he's got a ton of automatic rifles in your house?
Semi.
Sorry.
Yeah,
how many people could you kill at once right now? Like, if someone came in your house, if there was an intruder, how many ways could you kill him?
Oh, 35.
35? Those are loaded guns?
Yeah.
You have loaded guns in your house?
Couple.
Your daughters at home, you have loaded guns in the house?
They all know how to use them.
You have granddaughters and you have loaded guns in the house?
Yeah. And you know what the first thing they'll tell you? Is the first 3 rules of safety.
Okay, what is it? What are they?
Always
safety last, shoot
always,
first, ask questions later.
No. See, you're making me out to be a bad guy.
No. You're great. I literally could care less who people vote for. I think we're fucked either way, and we'll all be underwater anytime, so it makes no difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're all fucked. But it's fine. I mean, because we're on America, we'll be fine for a while. We've got 10 years of fine, and then shit's going to really hit the fan, and then we're in big trouble. Like, your granddaughters are in trouble. We're going to be fine. I mean, you guys are great. Thank you so much for talking with me. Listen, no matter what you do, vote. It doesn't matter. Do whatever. Vote for whoever the fuck you want. We're fucked either way. I'm gonna go next door. Tiffany and Infinity? Are you serious? That's the best name ever. Should I start creepily saying their names really loud? You do realize that if their names have double eyes in them, they probably were or may be currently strippers. You do realize that. Is it Infiti? All right. Well, I'll just leave you an election notice, Tiffany and Infinity. I hope I see you at the club. Oh, hi. Hi. Are you Tiffany or Infinity? No, you are not. We're very annoying, coffee jacked up humans who are getting the vote out. I'm sure that a lot of us have come by, maybe. Are you voting for Trump?
No, I don't know who I'm voting for.
You don't know who you're voting for? Ooh, a debate.
Actually just waking up.
You're just waking up?
Work.
Well, where do you work?
Working out on the Drexel campus.
Cool, okay. Do you have any time to maybe consider voting for a lady?
I really don't have no problem with a woman. Or
I got some problems with women, but not her in particular. Can we at least give you?
Sure, I can
give you. So, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And would it be okay with you if, like, we kicked out all the Mexicans and built walls to keep out all the immigrants?
It wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother you. No more Mexicans?
Nah.
Mean, all right. Well, who's gonna make our guacamole?
It's really really controversial, this whole thing, because really hasn't been no real foreign policies talked about. about. It's just been them on stage slandering each other.
So because you haven't heard any like substantial foreign policy issues, you don't want to vote at all?
Yeah, I'm really in between. So, we'll see when the 8th gets here.
What if we helped you pick out like a really cool, fancy outfit for voting day? You can meet a nice lady. No?
Nah.
So you don't care. You're not trying to meet any new ladies. What would you want a politician to change if they could? That what would like actually affect your life in a good way?
Healthcare, free healthcare. I feel like Canada has free healthcare. Why not America?
You ever tried to get on Obamacare?
Yeah.
Did it work for you?
No.
No.
Couldn't find somebody that was going to take on my medical history.
Oh, you've got all kinds of crazy shit in your past?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it is what it is. You know, I think that if somebody comes into an office and tell you that they're sick and they give you the rundown of their history, I don't think it should be the third degree on, you know. I mean, but other than that, like I said, I really don't agree with either one of them. So.
Yeah, they both suck. It's a one-party system right now, though. The only thing is, if Trump gets elected, then we look like the biggest assholes in the whole planet. We just look like a big fucking joke. At least she looks like a shady politician, so like it's not as big of a laughing stock.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. We save a little bit of face, you know. I don't know.
Why are you voting? Who are you voting for?
Definitely not Trump? Why not Trump?
Just from what I've seen, I don't understand a lot about him. And from what I've seen,
he looks like a rapist white boy, right?
Yeah. Right. Proper candidate from what I'm seeing, and I already don't know enough about him anyway.
Yeah, I don't either. I just know he looks like a misogynist dickhead.
I mean,
I can't wait to
see
you at the polls. Are you voting?
Mm-hmm.
Go Eagles!
Oh, interesting. Amarius.
Hi!
Not Trump.
I'm also here to talk to people about why they don't like Trump for my radio show. If you have any opinions.
I don't like Trump.
Would you tell me into this microphone?
You know why I don't like Trump?
You know why I don't like Trump?
No.
Because Trump don't pay tax. Okay?
Yep.
Trump don't pay tax. Hillary stand up for us. Hillary stand up for women.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hillary love women.
I vote.
Me and my husband. Yes, I vote in that corner over there.
Regal Ballroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, me and my husband.
What would you like to change if a woman is president? What would you like her to do for you, for your life?
Oh, I like Hillary give raise, $15 raise.
Okay.
Because I'm the CNA, I work in nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
I like some raise. Yes.
God, that's the hardest job.
Yes,
ever.
Hard job.
Oh my God.
I like Hillary give raise. And I love to see women president because the country go be up down for women. I love Hillary.
What, anything else? Healthcare, like environmental?
Yes, I love that too. I love that. Okay?
Okay.
And me, my husband, my children, my daughter-in-law, she's the nurse. She's the nurse. She go be vote for Hillary. All my family.
That's great.
Yes.
Why don't you like Trump?
Trump no good.
Yes,
my neighborhood, all my neighborhood, Hillary.
This is a lovely neighborhood.
Yes.
Great place.
Yes, Hillary. All my neighborhood, all top and down. I go over there, vote. A lot of people I talk, my Asian people, my community people, love Hillary.
Great.
Yes.
So you think we're going
to
win?
You go be win.
Ah!
Yeah, you go be win.
Woo!
Yeah, you go be win.
Glad to have met you.
Me
Thank
too.
You for opening the door.
Yes.
I
can see your face and I trust you. I opened the door. That's why I trust Hillary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have the best day.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the polls.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you voting? Who are you voting for? Are you? Great. Me too. Can you tell me
where
you
are? I'm from Mali, West Africa.
You're from West Africa and you're
yes.
voting for Trump?
Yes.
He hates Africa.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, what does matter then?
Somebody like it, somebody don't like it.
Okay, you just like him.
I just like him.
You just like him.
I just like him.
Do you like grabbing pussies?
Huh?
Do you like grabbing pussies?
Putin?
Yes.
Putin is okay. That's not Russia. It's okay.
You like Putin too?
Putin is not a big deal for me. I love Putin.
Who? Do you just generally, do you love Idi Amin?
Listen, living life, man. You can't.
He's just living life. He's living life.
by doing what he wants. And you're a West African immigrant who doesn't care about Putin, does care about happiness. What's a happy life for you? What would a what is a happy life?
Nah, it's happy. That's all. Happy, general happy. You know, this is living life, man.
What like if it? What if he made it harder for your family in West Africa to come here? Does it matter?
You still gotta leave it, no matter what.
It doesn't matter to you.
Doesn't matter to me.
All right, but so either way, you're voting for Trump.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you for your words.
Good luck to you.
Hi, we're bothering you on a Sunday. Hello. Hi, I'm here for Hillary.
This is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
How are you?
Everyone's voting for Trump, who I'm talking to. We're in big trouble.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just talking to this West African guy who doesn't care. He won't let any immigrants come back in the country. It was very concerning.
It was very concerning.
Yeah.
Wow.
What would you like her to change? What would be a better life for you?
Probably college education. Is a single
is
parent.
Is she a Temple?
Bloomsburg University.
Oh, God, that sounds expensive.
She's up there.
Yeah. So you're working extra hours, huh?
Yeah.
How much are books this year? Grand?
We paid almost $600 for books.
That's
my luck, it'll be she won't be able to, like, you know, resell
them. Sell them back? Yeah.
From, you know, January or whatever.
See, when you have kids, they just ruin your life because you love them so much. You've got to give them all your money. It's the worst.
Well, you know, I have a 3-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I do. And she lives down in Maryland, so. You know,
education's a big deal.
Yes,
we're not doing so well in education. I think we're like 20th.
There we go.
Hi, thank you. Okay,
she's like, be careful.
Hi, question for you. I'm here collecting some stories about the voting day that's coming up. Right. You seem busy, but I was wondering if I could ask you a question. Right. Who are you voting for?
That's my business, nobody else's.
Okay, fair. I don't know who I'm voting for either. If whoever gets elected, what do you want to change? What would be a good thing for them to change?
Read the back of my jacket.
Read the back of your jacket. Structural bridge. Oh, you're a union guy.
Steel's coming from China. It's got to stop. Steel. Pakistan, India.
Okay. So you're just a steel. You care about steel. So you're probably voting for Trump.
Truck drivers are working. The railroad people are working. It's not just steel, it's everything.
It's the whole life.
Life.
It's life. Yeah, fair enough.
Use that steel to build the bridges, fix the bridges.
You want new infrastructure for the cities.
I've lived here all my life. You know? You'll see, like, on the news. You got 200-year-old water mains breaking down in the other part of the city.
Right.
That's infrastructure.
Right.
That needs to be replaced.
Right.
Not rebuilt, not repaired, replaced.
That sounds good for a steel worker. That's a good job.
That's right.
So what exactly about all the trade stuff do you want to really stop? You want to just stop? You want to do an embargo on all metals coming from other?
No. You have to tax them like they tax us.
Okay.
You want to buy a Cadillac in Germany, fine. You got to pay extra if you're a German citizen to buy that. But over here, you buy a Mercedes if you want anywhere. As long as you got the money.
Right.
No tax on it. No import tax on it. They tax the workers building the Cadillacs, they tax them sending them overseas, and then they're taxed again over there. You ain't gonna win.
Fair enough.
That's a trade war.
Fair enough.
And we've been losing.
We've been losing big time. How long you been working in steel?
I'm retired now.
That's a tough job. You must be really strong. Can you lift like huge things over your head, like big, huge, barely things?
I'm gonna try and get a beer.
All right, bye, happy Eagles Day. Hi. Where are you from?
No,
okay.
Okay.
Ooh. Hi.
I can
What's
see.
What's your name? You smell good.
Oh, my God.
You smell clean. I haven't showered in like 3 days. You smell so good.
We've been working. Working for a cause, so who cares?
I think we're fucked either way. So I'm truly. It doesn't matter who gets president. Honestly, according to the environmental, like, true things that are happening, we're all going to be underwater and dead within, like, 15 years. So it's fine.
All right, here's why. I came here because I want a different lifestyle. You know,
sure.
I came here for
absolutely.
A change. But now, it's like we're just going down this spiral, you know, to the slippery
slope. I came to this fucking country for a better life. What the hell?
Yeah.
This is the better life?
It's sickening, yeah. It's sickening. We can't do that.
We can't do it.
Because the whole world is looking, they're laughing at us. I think it's awareness is the biggest issue that we have. Because when we're not aware that we are not equal, so we need equal opportunity.
Okay.
That's number one, because we need to know that each and every one of us, we have potential. We need to be inspired, and we need to be respected. And I believe when they start looking like not this, I should say, special interest group, that is killing us. Because if they know something gonna kill us, there's 60% poison and 40% that's considered as food. They will sell it to us anyway. So
absolutely.
We kill us faster.
Absolutely, they will. For, like, what kind of world do you want for your kids?
A world where they can live in peace and they can stand up on their 2 feet and be self-sufficient. I know you're millennials, right? But the change that, because the change that we so yearning for gotta come from you guys.
I'm just here to party.
I'm here to knock on doors.
Yeah.
But I tell you what.
What?
You might be surprised to hear this. Life is about having fun. We got to stand for some change. Otherwise, either we stand up for change or we're all going to die as a fool. We just have to stop being ignorant.
So
thinking that, oh, you this color, you this gender, you this, you that. That's bullcrap.
All right, we have to keep canvassing. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye,
guys. We'll see you in the streets. Hi everyone. I think much smarter people than I have said it much better than I could right now. But basically, my only point is get up off of your tuchus and vote. There's only really one way to get your voice heard. There's only really one way to make sure that a demonic actual representation of all the evil in the world doesn't get into our White House. So unless you want to see the rivers run with blood and frogs fall from the sky, I would really, really recommend that you just put a vagina in the office. Just go ahead. You can't hurt. Vaginas are tough. They can take a pounding. Don't forget to follow me on my Instagram, Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter, at Genuinely False. I do live Periscope interviews from there. Oh, I'm coming out with a game. Don't forget. It's called NSFW. It is a guessing game for perverts. There will be a Kickstarter coming soon. You will be able to use my game to make all of your dinner parties a great success and make sure that your mother knows all the dirty words in the entire world. Have a wonderful voting day. Let's hope for the best. Fingers crossed.
At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.